Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through your work with relevant, real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent, with me for another edition of the Tech Takeover TLDR. Too long, didn't read. What is it this week, Jess?
CDs.
Mm-hmm.
They're making a comeback.
Ah, they're not. Go ahead of that.
Apparently, allegedly, according to data, but I'd question.
People are buying CDs again.
Not only are, you know, individual people, but people are doing it in their thousands, in their hundreds of thousands, and in their millions. I was doing a bit of digging today, and in 2023, in the US alone, 37 million physical CDs were sold. Is that not bananas?
Yeah, it is bananas. And I don't understand why. What's the value of, why would you buy a CD?
Well, certain artists make a big song and dance of the physical unit. Because as we know, and it's been talked about quite a lot, artists don't make an awful lot of money from streaming services. It's, you know, 0.00 something US cents. So the physical thing is very, very important. And you have big flagship artists like Tay-Tay, who bring out special editions and multiple editions of albums on vinyl and on CD, not only to make that money, but to give the fan something tangible. When I was a teenager, I've told you this before, but or a younger child, I suppose, rather than a teenager. But, you know, when I was going to school, I would only wear certain coats that would fit my Discman in one pocket and a few CDs in the other, and I'd have some AA batteries as well. That was a big part of my music experience when I was growing up, yeah, having the physical CD. Today, in the era of streaming, that's not really happening. And just to kind of emphasize this, so Taylor Swift is releasing an Eras Tour book plus a new version of that new album, Tortured Poets Society or Department, on the 29th of November. And it's expected to sell out. The physical version is expected to sell out. The new Coldplay.
But do they
album,
want? Do they want? Do fans want Taylor to make more money?
Yeah. Well, no. Well, they.
You
want
know what I mean? Like,
I
understand the vinyl thing because people say there's that actually there's a different sound and there's a warmer quality to it and all of that with vinyl.
Do you remember when we were in Boston?
But CDs, like, it's a kind of. I'm not sure. Is the CD quality any different than the Spotify quality?
No, but it's the physical product. Remember, we were in Boston.
Yeah, I do.
And remember, on the last day there, we had a brilliant woman in with us in the studio.
She was brilliant, and she had spent tens of thousands of euro
on Taylor Swift.
On Taylor
stuff.
Swift stuff.
She had the Taylor Swift cardigan, the 1989 cardigan on. There are people there. Or sorry, it's a Folklore cardigan. Please don't come for me. There are people out there.
I thought it was a cricket cardigan. But anyway.
There are people there who want to spend money. Coldplay's new album, Moon Music, there were, you know, thousands of sales. It's outsold the rest of the top 40 combined. But of those sales, some 209,000 were on CD and vinyl.
But like, again, you know, these people are multimillionaires. They're billionaires, actually, in the case of Taylor Swift. I'd understand if people were going out and it was kind of some up-and-coming Irish band, I don't know, like a Heroes in Hiding or someone like that, and they say, oh, I'm going to go out and buy the physical album. Yeah. They'll make more money out of it than a few Spotify plays. Mm. But are kind of people being duped by kind of being convinced by Chris Martin of Coldplay to go out and buy a CD?
I would say in some instances, yes. Like personally, and again, I'm not looking to have a lynch mob after me, but personally speaking, I would take issue with an artist who brings out multiple versions of the same album.
Mm.
Taylor Swift did this with one of her albums where there was four different covers. And if you bought all four and put them back to back to back to back, they would look like a clock. I do think there's a little bit of money making here. My big question with all of this is
like the Mr. Men books, if you line them all up, it has a message on the spine.
Yeah, but each one was $27. But anyway, let's not get into it. My big question is, how are people playing CDs? I have a box of CDs, right, from when I was a teenager.
No CD player.
I have nothing to play them on. None of my computers have a CD drive.
Yeah.
My Discman died long ago. I don't have a Ghetto Blaster anymore. What are you doing? How are you playing your CDs?
I guess maybe in some cars there's still a CD player, but not in newer cars. There's not. I know that somebody gave us a loan of a DVD recently, and the only thing we could play it on in the house was a PlayStation. PS4, which actually brings us on to another story.
It does. Let's go there. The PlayStation 5 Pro.
Yes, this is your tech tip.
This is the tech tip. If you are a gamer, or if you have a gamer in your life who might be contemplating the Santa list already, just brace yourself because the PS5 Pro is coming out.
And what's the difference between PS5 Pro and a PS5?
So it's a lot of the internals are enhanced. And I do think it's the super gamer who will really care.
Okay.
There's what's called the Spectral Super Resolution. So the PSSR. So you're going to get, if you have a 4K telly, the graphics and the quality of the image is just going to absolutely blow you away. The console performance as a whole, it's going to go from 60 hertz to 120 hertz displays. So again, you're not going to get any blur when your character is running around. A lot of the stuff that we'd kind of come to know and love about the new, or not new anymore, but the PS5 and the Xbox that came out 2 years ago now. But what I would say is, remember when the PS5 came out and there was massive outcries of shortages?
Yes,
and
I do remember that.
And even Santa struggled to get them. I don't know what the appetite is going to be because it's not that long since the PS5. I know there are hardcore gamers who will be queuing up outside stores on Thursday morning when this goes on release. It's about €800 though.
Yeah, I just actually looked it up. You can get the old one, if we'll call it that now, for £400. It's down to, for a new version, you can get refurbed ones for cheaper, but £400. And as you said, yeah, €800, double that for
the new one.
Pro, I'm not convinced. What's your tech rec?
There's been a lot of talk about energy prices. If you're not already somebody who has a smart meter in your home, you can get a smart meter in your home. Also, a lot of the energy providers will now have an app for your energy usage. We have one at home and we can see, you know, if I put the washing machine on at a non-optimum time, you can see how much energy that is using. So it's all about informing yourself. This technology exists. Tap into it. Be aware of when there are the lower tariffs. So, you know, after a certain time in the evening, it's cheaper to run the washing machine or the dishwasher or whatever it is. But take some of that power back, alter your habits and save yourself some moolah.
I'm going to read out two texts, one of which I don't understand. It's gibberish to me. But if you want to listen to music at its best quality, listen to CDs. You make lossless digital copies on iTunes using AIF audio files, which is 1411 kbps. The highest quality an MP4 can be is 320 kbps. Spotify doesn't even reach that quality.
I live with someone like that.
Somebody else has texted in though, Jess, and I love these texts. When somebody texts in to correct you,
but
they actually get it wrong.
Oh, stunning.
Jess, it's called a Walkman, not a Discman.
No, it was a Discman.
It is a Discman.
Thank you so much.
It's called the Sony Discman.
Back in your box, chicken.
087 1400 106. If you want to get out of that box and send us a text, do. Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent, thank you. We'll talk to you at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through your work with relevant, real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.